Zimbabwe news. Zimbabwe's opposition politician Tendai Biti has been denied asylum in Zambia after authorities in Zimbabwe briefly detained him as he tried to cross the border. Human Rights Watch reported the news in a tweet on Wednesday, saying Zambia is expected to send Biti and five others back to Zimbabwe. Biti was quoted as saying, "It looks like they have made a decision to hand us back to the junta. We are truly in God's hands." The BBC quoted Zambia's foreign minister as saying Biti's grounds for asylum were weak. Zimbabwe's main opposition party is hopeful it will win its challenge of election results, despite its claims that state security officials are targeting its members. Correspondent Columbus Mavungo reports from Harare.
The spokesman for the main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, told VOA Wednesday that many of its senior officials had gone into hiding, fearing arrests or abductions since the July 30th polls officially won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Despite what the opposition calls an operation targeting its members, it was still hopeful to be declared the winner of the election. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
Medical workers from the World Health Organization and Congo have begun vaccinating health workers against the deadly Ebola virus. The health ministry says 43 people are believed to have been infected in North Kivu and Ituri provinces. 36 of them have died. The United States is preparing for retaliatory cyber attacks from Iran as a result of sanctions going back into effect against Iran this week. Cybersecurity and intelligence experts have been watching the situation since May, when President Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. This is VOA News. Aid has begun reaching isolated areas of the Indonesian island of Lombok.